T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joan and Adam over here. Is this on? Hey, Helen, is this on? Can you hear me? No, now it's on. Great. Well, good morning and welcome. We're all very excited to mark yet another important milestone here at the Buffalo Airport. I'm Kim Minkle. I'm the executive director here at the NFTA, and I'm joined with the following NFTA Board of Commissioners. To my right, Joan All. Next to Joan, Adam Perry, the chair of our aviation. And next to Adam, Peter DiMacco, the vice chair of the NFTA. Not too long ago, we gathered here to top off the East End expansion of the airport. Today, just 6 months later, with significant construction progress along the way, we can now start to see the skeleton of the project take shape. Although these are challenging times for travel, we continue to advance this project so that when travel returns to normal, we will have added an additional 54,000 square feet of new space, along with renovating an additional 38,000 of existing space. And this will provide a first-class experience to the millions of passengers coming to Western New York each year. This $65 million investment, along with the excellent customer experience, is just one more reason that J.D. Power has ranked our airport one of the best in all of North America. On behalf of all of us of the NFTA, I want to express my appreciation to Governor Cuomo and to all our elected officials who have supported our efforts and continue to be here for Western New York. We are so fortunate to have supported government partners who fight for our community in the way of resources for our airport. And I'm thrilled that many of our partners could be here today to celebrate with us. We are honored to have a great partner of the NFTA and the state of New York, Senator Tim Kennedy, who's also the chair of the State Transportation Committee, to say a few words this morning. Senator?
Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to see everybody here. It is always a pleasure to be here at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, especially when we have such great news to announce. And here we are again, another topping off of another tremendous expansion project here that will continue the economic growth, not only here in the Genesee Street corridor here surrounding the airport in the town of Cheektowaga, but all of Western New York. This is a true regional hub with millions and millions of enplanements every single year and growing. And the NFTA has done a tremendous job of really honing and focusing that energy and that investment that we've seen over the course of the last several years in our community into expanding the footprint of the airport as well as the amenities of the airport. And this is no different. This is going to expand the airport to allow for a new ease of service, convenience of service right here in the heart of our community to continue to expand this economic powerhouse and growth here in Western New York. I want to thank Kim Minkel, the executive director of the NFTA, as well as my colleagues in government here, Assemblywoman Monica Wallace, who represents this district, as well as Assemblywoman Karen McMahon. I see we have representatives from Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes' office here, as well as from Congressman Brian Higgins' office here, both of whom are off doing the people's business at the moment. I also want to recognize the tremendous board of directors here and all of the staff at the NFTA that make it tick, that make it work, that ensure that the people are at the center focus of whatever investment is made. And this is once again something that our entire community is going to be proud of. Over the course of the last several years, we've seen this expansion continue to grow and hundreds of jobs being added at the same time, with construction jobs as well as long-term full-time jobs on the premise to give everyone that wonderful experience here. So once again, congratulations to the NFTA. We're proud to be a part of it. And with this multi-million dollar investment, there's no question that the continuance of the forward growth and momentum here, not only at the airport, but our entire community will continue. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator. Now at this time, I'm also honored to introduce another great friend of the NFTA in Western New York, Assembly Member Monica Wallace.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much to Kim Minkel and the NFTA board for inviting me back here again. I cannot believe it was just a few months ago that we were breaking ground, and it's so refreshing to see all of the progress that has been made. I'm proud to represent the airport in this district, and I'm lucky to have wonderful partners in government, including Assemblymember Karen McMahon, who works in the Assembly with me, and my partner, Tim Kennedy, who also represents this district, and we are so very, very fortunate to have him as chair of the Transportation Committee. The Western New York delegation, which advocated strongly for this, for the resources, is getting stronger, and I believe will be even stronger after the next election. So we look forward to continuing to bring resources to our community and make Buffalo the wonderful place that we all know it is. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And at this time, I'm privileged to introduce Assembly Member Karen McMahon to say a few words.
Thank you, Kim, for having me here today, and thank you, everybody, from the NFTA. When I got the invitation to the steel-topping ceremony, I said, wow, a steel-topping ceremony. What is that? I have to go. I have to go and find out what that is. So thank you for the education as well. We're here today to celebrate a milestone, and it's an important one, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the reality that we're living in today. I live just a few minutes away in the village of Williamsville from the airport, and so I'm acutely aware of the rhythms of this place. I hear the planes early in the morning, and sometimes when they come over my house, I think, what's going on with that other runway? Why are they going over my house? So I've also been acutely aware of the disruption in air travel and how it has really influenced just every part of our daily lives. And so I would just like to take a moment to acknowledge the NFTA and the workers here at the airport who have shown up every day and just continued to provide great service for air travelers throughout our region. It's been difficult, but you've done a great job. And so as we celebrate this milestone, I'm pleased to be here, and I hope to be able to celebrate with a ribbon cutting when this terminal enhancement project is done, hopefully in the not too distant future. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone who's worked so hard to move this project forward. Pike Construction, who's here with us. Our Aviation Director, Bill Vanasek. Deputy Director, Lee Weitz. John Schaefer, the Director of Engineering. And their entire team, who continued to do an incredible job to make this our number one airport. The topping out ceremony is a great tradition of iron workers. When the project has reached its maximum height, the final piece of iron is hoisted into place with an evergreen tree and a flag. The tree symbolizes a well-done and a safe job, which is so important to all of us here at the NFTA, as well as good luck. And the flag shows our patriotic pride, and I think that's fitting with the 4th of July just at the end of this week. So if we can all turn and look behind us, we'll start the lift.
We're with Kim Minkle, the NFTA's executive director. First, I want to talk about this $65 million project that you all were highlighting today with the topping off ceremony. First of all, you know, today was a big day for you guys. You must be very excited. But when is this entire project going to end, and what will the average person notice when they get here?
Yeah, so the entire project will be completed in the spring of 2022. It's 54,000 square feet of new space, both on the east side and the west side of the terminal. We are also renovating 38,000 existing square feet of footage down in the baggage claim area. So the baggage claim area is original to the terminal. Since it's been installed, we've seen tremendous growth at the airport. So to accommodate that growth and to allow for future expansion, it was important that we upgraded what we currently have. So the existing system essentially will double in capacity with four new carousels. The first one will be in operation early next year, and then the various ones will be phased in. So that way we don't impact any of the airport operations going forward.
It'll be less crowded on the ground level, basically.
That's right. On the west side that we're looking at today, it's 11,000 square feet, single story, that will provide its own exit directly into the baggage claim area. Currently, when you use the airport, everyone converges at one point to exit the terminal, and it gets quite congested because it happens to be the same point that you're trying to come into the terminal. So we'll be able to spread people out, direct them from the east side or the west side, depending what end of the terminal that they're using. On the east side of the airport, that's 41,000 square feet, two-story addition, that will also have a wonderful meet and greet area to welcome people into Western New York.
And spring 2022 for both sides of this project?
The spring of 2022 for the entire project to be complete. The West End will be complete in April of 2021. And that's the end that we're on now. And the East expansion should be complete by the summer of 2021. And then the carousels will follow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.